Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome, everyone. This is Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, and we have a really special guest. Not that they're not all special. They are. But I've been very excited about bringing you these two guests. In the spring of 2012, I attended my first ever afterlife conference. The fun of dying had been out for a year. I had just come off my first speaking tour ever, and I was eager to meet other afterlife researchers and really curious after having spent decades doing this research all by myself to find out what the field was all about. So I went to the pre-conference cocktail party, and there a somewhat nervous but very eager woman came and sat down beside me, and we began to talk, and that was the beginning of a beautiful three-way friendship. It turned out that Carol Morgan and I had been put together by my guides and by her son in spirit. She said that when she and Mikey had entered the room, my guides had approached and suggested to them that I was Carol could work with. I think they said I was knowledgeable and friendly or something. Well, Carol started telling me what she and Mikey were doing and more about who Mikey was. I loved Carol. I thought she was a sweet, genuine, beautiful person, but I was very skeptical in the beginning. She said they communicated by pendulum. Now, to me, pendulum was new age, woo-woo. I wanted nothing to do with it. But she was such a sweet person that I went to her room with three bereaved mothers, and I sat there and watched as one by one, Mikey, her son in spirit, gave each of those three mothers messages that one by one brought them to tears. It was one of the major experiences of my life. I could not get over it. And we've come a long way since then. I'm going to tell you about what is a phenomenon happening right now in the world that is unique, at least in the past 200 years. And I'm not sure that it's not entirely unique because of the special person Mikey Morgan is. But I have to say that this has been a wonderful voyage to watch him grow and develop and watch her grow and develop in the world so they can become powerful, powerful speakers for the truth. Mikey Morgan may be the most elevated being who ever has communicated with us as an individual. He certainly is the only one that I know of who's done it in the past 200 years, and I'm pretty familiar with the past 200 years. Nearly all of the really upper-level communicators are speaking for thousands of upper-level beings. And they tell us that, Imperator, a lot of them. They tell us, you know, they're speaking for thousands and they're acting in unison. They're a collective. Mikey talks right to his mother and he answers questions by pendulum. And, of course, he could do that because he's the only person who is sixth level, which he honestly is, who still has someone living in spirit through whom he can communicate it. Mikey had last incarnated in the 1600s. He had attained the exalted sixth level, which Jesus called the kingdom of God, and it's which is the level right below the source. And he didn't have to do a blessed thing. He was so elevated, he didn't have to do anything. But he wanted to help us at what is an especially difficult time for humankind. So he did something which even the most elevated beings found amazing. He took a voluntary incarnation as Mikey Morgan that ended in 2007 when he was only 20. That made him familiar with life on Earth again, and now he had a mother through whom he could communicate, poor Carol. So that was when he first reached out to her soon after he died, and they worked out a way to communicate together, and they began to reach out to the world. Mikey's wonderful book is called Flying High in Spirit, A Young Snowboarder's Account of His Ride Through Heaven, and it's a wonderful book. It's now back in print. And with us today is the wonderful, beautiful Carol Morgan. Carol, I'm thrilled you're here, and Mikey, welcome. We're so glad you're both here.
Well, thanks to have us back. It's been a while. Things have been a little hectic, but I'm back at it and trying to do the work I'm supposed to be doing.
Now, you tell me that you would never have signed up for this, right? I mean, have you said that?
That is correct. I had no idea. This was in the works when this all started after his accident, the signs and the dreams and everything that happened to help me understand that I had this ability to communicate with him was pretty crazy and was actually kind of hard for me to believe at the time as well.
When we first talked, I remember you didn't even really understand how elevated he was, right, in the beginning. He's your kid.
I did not. I was brought up very strict Catholic, so I really didn't know any of this information that I was getting as this progressed, but I had no idea. I mean, he was an average kid, you know. He was a snowboarder and he loved music. He was big into what music messages said, but you know, he was a very forgiving individual, and people will say, you know, he would say things that had deeper meaning, and you know, when you reflect back on some of the things, it the pieces fall into place. But at the time, you know, I had absolutely no idea.
When I met Carol, she was really clearly still a grieving mother. I think you were feeling better because you were in contact with your son, but this was a terrible thing that happened. Can you tell us just briefly about the accident?
Mikey was in a SUV rollover accident in the Colorado mountains on 2007. He was with a bunch of his friends. Mikey was in college at Colorado State University. His job, he was in the business school, but his side job while he was in college was being a DJ at Washington's, which was a restaurant, bar, nightclub facility that was very popular with the college kids in Fort Collins. And so he was big into music and what messages said, and he worked through music actually to relay really what life is all about here as he did this. And that accident occurred. It was, I believe it was a Friday. I want to say it was a Friday or Saturday night. It was very traumatic.
It was in September.
Yep.
Right.
It was, yep, September 22nd. And, he was up in the mountains. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening, and it was a fluke accident where the SUV, they were on a trail. They were doing some four wheeling up there, and there was a small boulder that bulged out into the path, and it pitched the truck just down a small incline. It wasn't really steep or anything, and they were going about 15 miles an hour. And that SUV rolled, and Mikey was killed instantly, and everybody else had minimal to no injuries. And it was very traumatic for those kids. There was no cell service up there, and it was just a very scary event. And they had driven him down the mountains. They were trying to revive him, and they met the paramedics halfway, and they brought him in to the emergency room, and he was pronounced that, you know, dead, that he had passed at that time. And then of course we were contacted in the early morning hours, and it was brutal. It's the most devastating thing I've ever gone through. But the signs and crazy stuff that started to happen was pretty immediate, and it became pretty obvious to me that he wasn't really gone. I mean, I always felt that someone I loved so much could not possibly be gone, and they really aren't. And that's when things started to transform. In that deep grief that we were experiencing, profound things were happening, and not just to us, to friends and family, and people were talking about it, and it's what really made the story transform and develop into what it is today.
I should just sort of, speaking in a slightly different perspective, give Mikey's side of this. Mikey says that actually age 20, that accident was his second and final exit point. He was going to die then no matter what, because he needed to leave early enough, of course, to be able to talk through Carol. Apparently he had an earlier one, but he said he was having so much fun living on Earth that he passed that one, and he allowed this one to happen. But he had a premonition. Didn't you say that during the summer he said some things that made you think he knew it was going to happen?
I believe he knew subconsciously. In the 2 months before the accident, he came home and he had a very sunburnt nose. And I made the comment to him to be careful, you know, because my brother had melanoma. And I said, you know, there's a genetic component, you know, you don't want to be in the sun, get melanoma later in life and blah, blah, blah. And he said to me, oh, mom, something else is going to get me long before melanoma ever does. And he said that to me twice. And, you know, at first I thought that's kind of crazy. And it bothered me at the time. But then 2 months later, when the accident occurred, that's the first thing that popped into my head was, Wow, he made this comment the last time he was home and he's gone. I mean, it was just, I think he knew. You know, yes, he absolutely knew.
On a super conscious level, he did. Many people, most people approaching an exit point they're going to take do know. And we realize it only after the fact. I want to assure everybody, too, that he says that before he actually felt any impact, he was already out of his body. He saw the accident
happen. Yes, that
happen.
Is correct.
And that's typical of people who die this way. You know, we worry, oh, he suffered. No, she didn't suffer. I mean, they're out of their bodies. And I'm not going to tell you this story because I want you to buy this book, Flying High in Spirit. But he talks in vivid detail about what it was like when he first came to understand what was going on, when he was first taken to where we all go after death, when he resumed his superconscious mind, which is, of course, extraordinary. We all go through that. But he talks in really good detail about all of those things. I think it's one of the best modern accounts of a person, you know, awake when he dies that I have read. So one of the many things that are great about this book. But Mikey was not even like the world's smartest kid, right? You think he's sixth level, he must be a genius, but it wasn't it was a spiritual brilliance that he had, right? He worked in school.
He worked hard in school to get B's. I mean, he was an average student and he was a good kid. I mean, he never was into trouble or anything like that. He was very involved in sports. He was very athletic and he was very good at it. And when he started snowboarding, that's actually what brought him out to Colorado ultimately, because he was doing instructing here and then he ended up being it was called the D-Team Snowboard coach for competitive snowboarders that were in the junior high level here in Minnesota. Well, there's not many mountains here, but there is a couple hills here where he was doing the snowboarding at Afton Alps, and he was very proud of what he did because the first year he was a coach, his team came in third place. He was very proud of that, and then, of course, going to college out in Colorado was his dream. He wanted to snowboard. He was very good at it, and that's what brought him out there to the mountains. And then, of course, he had that job where he could work with music. And the one thing with Mikey, I will say, and I know this is important to him now, he says there's so many messages that we are being given through music and different media about the importance of what it's all about, love and kindness, not judging others. And he would play songs that would give this message. And so he was really teaching in a modern day way that was acceptable to college students versus, you know, pushing, you know, religious things or whatever, which, you know, is, you know, everybody has their different opinions. And so he used music as his way of teaching. And it really, when I think back to a lot of the songs, it was really profound what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is, to me, knowing everything about Mikey is very interesting because he was a sixth level being who voluntarily chose to come back and was a kid. So what is a sixth level being in a body really like? Among other things, he didn't fight with people. He didn't, I mean, these are things you told me, he would withdraw. He wasn't comfortable around negative people, right?
That's correct. He would withdraw. He was extremely forgiving, really. But he also would then, I mean, if someone was negative or hurtful, he would, you know, go the other way, basically. He would just redirect himself and more avoid that type of thing. He was not into people that were hurtful or not honest or caring. I mean, he would kind of turn away from that. And so he was a different kid. You know, he had many friends and he was outgoing, athletic, music, you know, teaching in a very different way. But kids would say, you know, he really is interesting how he is like this. But he hung with a very good crowd of people that were very upbeat and positive.
Which is the kind of thing that someone would do who was vibrating so high. But he told you, and I remember, because I know this, I helped with the book, he told you that he had planned with you that that you were going to do this, right? This was, and people need to understand, we do plan with the people who will be important in our lives. We plan these lifetimes. It's not set in stone. It's more like this is the overall plan. We're going to try to hit these marks. Do you have any more to say about that?
I do. Well, first of all, that was very hard for me to believe when I was told this. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is so. We do, apparently, you know, he says, Mikey always tells me that we come with a general life plan with a few key events that we want to experience while we're here. And we come here to progress ourselves spiritually. We're thrown a lot of different situations and, you know, how loving and kind and how positive can we try to work through some of these hard life challenges that we have. And our actions and how we react, of course, you know, correlates with vibration. You know, the more positive and loving we are, the higher our vibration is on a spiritual soul level. And the more negative and hurtful, that's a more low vibrating type of situation. So he says everything is energy. And so when we think about our actions and our reactions to certain things, I mean, it does affect how we resonate or how we are and how we progress ourselves spiritually. Our goal is to become, you know, loving and positive and caring. And that, of course, increases our vibration and, of course, then progresses us spiritually, which is a plus when we pass over into the afterlife dimensions.
And we go home, yes. But it is funny, because when I knew Carol, she was, of course, when I first met her, she was still grieving and she was still pretty cranky with him. She never would have signed up for this, but of course she wonderfully did. And this is a beautiful, beautiful mission now that you have. And you get to still be close to Mikey, right? I mean, he's right there with you all the time.
He is. Close to me. I mean, I call for him. I talk to him. I hear him a lot now telepathically. And so when I'm working on questions, for example, on afterlife forums, which I'm back doing again, I hear him telepathically. I always confirm with the pendulum. And when I'm talking about specific things regarding the afterlife, I will go sometimes letter for letter or word for word. But we move very quickly when we communicate as far as when I do use a pendulum. I do use it every time I communicate with him, but I also hear him now quite clearly telepathically as well. So my skill, I feel, has improved nicely, and I'm, you know, quicker, which is also good, because in the beginning, yes, this, of course, was quite time consuming.
You have a younger son, so it's not that you were left with no children, right? So, but he's now grown up.
That is correct.
And done, he's on his own,
yes,
as well.
Yes, he's 27. He is doing very well. He lives out in New York. He's a business consultant, and he does very well. And he is huge into this also. He's very connected with Mikey. He does not communicate with Mikey like I do, but he has had just profound signs and different types of communication with Mikey as well. And the two of them, I swear, are in cahoots, because Joey has constantly been pushing me to get back out there, that this message is so important.
Yes.
People need to hear it. And he really pushed me to get the book back going again.
Yeah, no, I think that's wonderful. Good for him. Let's talk about some of the signs, because I thought that some of them were extraordinary. And they're useful for people to understand how this, you know, someone who was desperate to get through, which Mikey was, to comfort his family, some of the things he did. One of the things that seemed clear was that people who were near you would get messages, but he told you he couldn't get through because in the beginning, because your grief was too great.
That is correct. So grief is a very low vibrating emotion. And what happens is when we are in profound grief after a tragedy like this, it is very hard for our loved ones to reach us because they are a much higher vibration. Again, because everything is energy. And so what our loved ones will do is they will go to other people that are not in as low of an emotional state and give messages, and these people will give us messages, and we need to take them for what they're worth. Mikey gave profound dreams to many people and signs where they would come to me and tell me, and all of us, these, you know, signs and dreams, the communication that they were getting, and that helped soften our grief. And then, of course, eventually Mikey was able to reach us. Now, I did have a very profound sign in the beginning, which literally saved me. And that was, of course, it's in the book. It's a long story, but it has to do with his baseball caps that he always wore. And the song that played when they did arrive back at our house, when the kids sent back some of his personal items after the accident, and the song that correlated with these two hats when they arrived at two separate times was by John Denver, the song My Sweet Lady. And if you listen to that song and listen to the lyrics, the message there was what has happened to me today. I mean, it's basically that our time had just begun. We're intertwined, and it was amazing. He absolutely saved me with that song. So that was a huge piece for me.
Yeah, I love that. Talk about, there was one where your younger son was outside and there was a spectacular sign, and this was when people were still in the house grieving.
I'm thinking of the rain. That was when the house was with the storm. So what happened was, soon after all of this, you know, people were just pouring in our house. We had an open door policy. Whoever wanted to come over could. And I want to say there was a week between the accident and the funeral. And so, because they were going to, Mikey's body had to come back by airplane. He was in Colorado. We lived in Minnesota. And so during this time, people were coming and going. And I believe it was maybe 3 or 4 days after the accident, the house was just full of people. And it was a beautiful, sunny fall day. And we were in the house talking and everything. And people were talking about some of the things that were happening to them, because signs were coming pretty fast and furious to many people, and hearing about them helped us so much. But anyway, Mikey's little cousin, Connor, I believe was 5 or 6 years old at the time, he was outside playing. These kids, the younger kids, were playing in the front yard, and all of a sudden this cloud kind of came through. It was a beautiful day. It came through Woodbury, Minnesota. It rained very briefly, and it was literally fluorescent, this double rainbow from end to end that presented outside of our home. This little boy comes running in the house screaming that we all needed to come outside and see this rainbow. It was so beautiful, and literally all of us ran outside into the front yard, and this rainbow was brilliant. And now there's just not many clouds in the sky. It was completely fluorescent, two perfect rainbows end to end. And as we all stood out there, 3 Canadian geese flew very low over this whole big group of people in the front yard and sailed right through the middle of this rainbow. It was like something I had never seen. Everybody was going crazy with this, and it was so powerful.
Let's just say he's a show off. The kid is a show off.
It was really something else. And everybody was just like, wow, that is unbelievable what just happened.
Then on the news that evening?
On the news that evening, I will never forget this. We had the news on, people were listening, and it was the weather report. And the weatherman says, I don't know where it came from today. We had a beautiful clear sky, but there was this small little cluster of clouds that came through and did a little rain shower in Woodbury. But they said, other than that, there was no other activity. Well, it was, I mean, it was pretty crazy.
I love it. There's so many things that he did. And so many, I mean, I can't even remember all of them. There, a lot of the signs are in that book, but he's just constantly for a while there, he was going everywhere with his family, and he was giving them all kinds of signs. I mean, on the road, right? Significant license plates, all kinds of things.
Yes, all kinds of things. And you know what people need to realize is, you know, they still have a sense of humor. And yes. Mikey can be very funny with his signs. So, I mean, how you are, your personality and everything, that doesn't change when we pass over. We are the same individual.
Yeah, I wish I could remember more of them from the book, because some of them are really amazing. And one great thing is that because he's making these signs, we can ask him, how do you do this, how do you make these things happen? He was giving me signs too, I have to say, back then. Things that I thought could not possibly happen. In fact, I never listened to the radio. The one time I turn it on, there's John Denver singing Rocky Mountain High. So I said,
right.
Hi, Mikey.
I mean, yes, John Denver is a big thing for us.
Yes. And has he met John over there?
Yes, he has. So I know in the book he talked about two musicians. One was Elvis, as far as, you know, our musicians still perform, you know, they still love to do that. And so the two musicians I know he talks about in the book is Elvis, and of course, John Denver. The John Denver deal is really quite significant. I don't think any musician has impacted my life more than his music. And, you know, that was actually the first concert I went to when I was like 11 years old, was a John Denver concert. So it's interesting how all this has unfolded, because John Denver music was something we always played when we went out to Colorado to go skiing and snowboarding. We played that CD as soon as we hit Interstate 70 and started going up the mountains. That was the CD that went into the player in the truck. And, you know, Mikey loved John Denver music.
And now he could be John Denver's friend in person. I mean, you can't make any of this stuff up. It is all too wonderful and beautiful and fun. That's why some people who listen to Seek Reality say, gee, you always seem so happy. How could you not be happy when all of this is going on? I mean, Mikey Morgan is a wonderful being. I have to say, we'll talk in a few minutes about just what he's doing now. But I have to say, I think of him as my expert. If I really wonder about something important, I will ask Carol to ask him, and he never disappoints. He knows everything. It's just wonderful. But let's talk meanwhile about snowboarding. On the front cover of Flying High in Spirit is a snowboarder, and he says he snowboards much better there than here. Talk about that.
So we can do what we love here, there. So
yes.
Mikey continues to snowboard, and of course, he says he's just as good as Shaun White. Well, Shaun White, of course, is the Olympian, and so, but Mikey still loves to snowboard, and he absolutely still does that. So the afterlife, heaven, you can do there what you love to do here, and that's just what's so awesome. I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't, you know, I think about it all the time, how great it will be someday, but I know I got a lot to do here yet. But it's amazing.
One of the things he says is that, you know, because then the question is, why is he so much better? Well, he says, well, number one, the mountains there are beautiful. We actually have had some mountains photographed there that have been transmitted to us. I mean, the pictures are not great, but it's the Rocky Mountains. And I'm told, actually, by a number of sources that the Rocky Mountains are basically rimming the North American summerland. You can see them from just about anywhere. But he goes to the Rocky Mountains, and of course you can go anywhere instantly by mind. He doesn't have to. It's not cold, so he can He says he wears kid clothes a lot of the time. I don't know if he still does, but he was a couple of years ago.
He still does.
He goes to the sixth level and goes to the universities where he's learning very advanced stuff, and there he wears his spirit robes. But otherwise, he wears kid clothes, and so the snow is not cold. The snow is soft. Your body there cannot be injured no matter what you do. So snowboarding there is like a lark to him. He can do triple whatever pipes or who knows what it is that these kids do. He can do it all because he can't get hurt. That's why he can snowboard so well. Isn't that fun?
Right. It sounds wonderful.
I know you'd rather have him here, darling, but it's just such a wonderful thing that he is telling all of us this beautiful, beautiful, true information about what's ahead of us. Whatever your hobbies are, you can continue them there as much as you want to do it and for as long as you want to do it. I have an aunt who used to sew every bit of her clothing, and when we finally contacted her through a medium, she was teaching sewing to other people in the afterlife, and the sewing machines they used were made of crystal. Just a little side note. I mean, it's all much more wonderful than anyone could possibly imagine. So what does he want us to know? Because he went through a great deal of trouble to do this. And my understanding from my own primary guide, Thomas, is that Mikey has enormously elevated himself. Mikey, according to Thomas, Mikey is at the top of the sixth level now, whereas before he was probably mid-sixth level. So, he was rewarded for this, but what does he want us to know? Why is he asking you to communicate this way with him and then with us?
I think there's a couple of things. He wants people to understand, first of all, I think hope. He wants us to hope and know and trust in the fact that our loved ones who have passed before us are very much still alive. They're very close. The afterlife, heavenly dimensions are really literally all around us. We just cannot see them because of how this dimension resonates versus where they are and how that resonates. So that's why we can't see it. But the importance of love and kindness and not judging and being forgiving, it raises our vibration. We're here to learn. We're on our spiritual beings on a physical journey. He wants us to know that Earth is really basically our school for learning how to love in many different ways, learn how to forgive in many different situations. He wants us to understand that the connections never end, that they help us and guide us. They hear us. We can talk to them and they do hear us. And if we believe this or can accept that, I think it helps us grow more on our own level as well. My reason in going public with this was to try to help anybody I could to understand that our loved ones are still good. They're with us, they help us, and we absolutely will see them again. And he wants us to know that it's all about love. In the end, it's all about love, and that's what's so important.
Yeah, whatever the question, love is the answer. That's right.
That's correct. Love is the answer.
He actually showed up once when I was Thomas doesn't want to communicate through a medium with me anymore. But for a time he was, and at one of these meetings, Mikey showed up, and according to the medium, he was alternately what she said was like a teenager on a she said skateboard, but I'm sure it was a snowboard. And a large, brilliant ball of blue light. So that's how he shivered back and forth between those two things. And he was just showing up to kind of, I guess, cheer us on. I have no idea. But I think that's kind of fun. That's what he is. Because he has been so connected to the earth so recently, he does have that. He does resonate like a regular person. You can talk right, they, to my...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Well, finish your thought, sweetie. Whatever you...
I was just going to say that how they... when we pass, we will recognize, we'll absolutely know our loved ones. How they present is just how they resonate their energy. I mean, they, you know, they often will maybe appear a little bit younger maybe than they used to look or whatever. It just all, but you will know, you'll absolutely know your loved ones and they will look like how they looked. And especially Mikey says when we first transition, they want us, they do look that way because they want us comforted to know what is happening and that everything is good and so that there's a better understanding versus any type of fear because dying or, you know, passing, leaving our earthly shell is not painful and it absolutely is not fearful. There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's very comforting, very loving experience.
Yes, it really is. Your loved ones are probably going to be around you at the time. You'll get to see them, and they will be there. People were immediately with Mikey, and he then realized they were friends of his that he had just forgotten briefly while he was in a body, and they were coming to welcome him home. I mean, all of this is true. All of this does happen. Now, when I have a question, I could just send Carol an email. She asks Mikey and she gives me his answer. You may be wishing you could ask him a question, and you can. Carol wonderfully spends some time on afterlifeforums.com. That's forum with an S, forums, afterlifeforums.com. And there's a special section there, which is Carol and Mikey Q&A, and if you go there and you ask a question, Carol will come back in a day or two, and she will answer your question. This is kind of thrilling to me because there also, by the way, is an older thread, which I think is like 900 pages or something. So if you wonder about anything at all, you can look at that older thread and for certain, he can answer just about any question you have. It's important we know more and more the veil is thinning. And there are many people, incidentally, who believe they're communicating with upper-level beings who are not upper-level beings. I have read a lot of their information. I can just tell you they don't know the kinds of things that Mikey Morgan knows. They're just not – it's not their fault. They just are not developed enough. And people in the afterlife levels do not know what's going on above their heads. They just don't know. Mikey knows right up to the top of the sixth level. And I have seen him answer hundreds and hundreds of questions. I don't know. We've lost track altogether, Carol, of how many. I have never seen him make a mistake. And I have watched in the beginning. I watched very carefully. I didn't even want them on Afterlife Forums unless I was there to see what he was saying. Because who knew what this kid would say? He never has made a mistake. He knows much more than I do. And I just find it thrilling that he gets to... You know, we get to be part of his eternal life for a little while. So we have to take your vitamins, Carol. We got to keep you around for as long as possible.
I guess I'll do my best. You know, I think what people need to know is I would say this is my platform. I'm just a regular mom that went through a horrible tragedy, and this is what happened after. And I was brought up very strict Catholic. I knew nothing about afterlife concepts at all. And I was getting this information that I had no idea what the heck he was talking about. It was way over my head. And it actually scared me at first because I thought, oh, what do I do with this? This is, you know, kind of crazy. But I knew. So the one thing I can say is what I post on Afterlife Forums is literally what I get. I have not done any research at all. I just strictly go by what I hear from him because I want my information to not have any bias. And so I could make this up if I tried. And there's just hundreds and hundreds of questions and answers there. And yeah. I couldn't make it up if I tried. I just couldn't. I was brought up so strict Catholic that... you know.
Well, but I think it's wonderful that you really don't want to do the research. This is not your particular interest, as it is mine and many other people's. And he never has made a mistake. I mean, there are people who have done compilations of some of the Mikey questions and answers, and we may do a book about that or some other. We may do more of this, getting more of his information out. But he is really extraordinary. I recommend strongly Flying High in Spirit. If you go to Amazon, you find it's got virtually almost a 5-star, with almost 60 reviews, it's almost 5-star still. So a lot of people have loved this book. It's a great comfort if you're someone who worries about death or is fearful of death. And if you just want a handy place to go and get basic information that's true, there's just no better book than Flying High in Spirit. I've got to recommend it very enthusiastically. Carol, I'm so go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I was just going to say, regarding the book, what I think is good about the book is it's written for the average Joe. I mean, Mikey, when we worked on that book, he knew who he was dealing with here. And I didn't have a very good understanding of any of this. And so he kept the terms more simple and just very so that the average person could understand the concept. It's not real super technical or anything. But he covers so many things about life here and different concepts. And I think that's what's so good. It's a very good introduction to many, many things that occur here in life and what's happening there. And I think it's a great book in that regard because it's written very simply, and he does repeat things that he wants us to know, and he pushes a lot about love and not judging and kindness, and he pushes that several times in the book, and it may seem like repetitive, but he does that for a reason, because those are key important things for us to remember in regards to our life journey here and for our spiritual growth.
Absolutely. That's why he did this, which was, as I say, unheard of. I don't think anyone else has ever done it. Come down from such a high level and just take a body again so that he would be able to communicate with us. And so Mikey, what do you miss most about the earth? He misses a Chipotle burrito. Remember that? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Because he loved Chipotle burritos.
they don't eat there. You don't need to. And he said, you know, it really isn't the same. I mean, I could eat one here, but it's not real food, and I'm not really feeling full, and I'm not hungry. And boy, do I miss being able to be hungry and go in and eat a burrito, which I thought was really cute. Adorable, actually. I'm so happy.
You know.
Yeah, he loved one. He loved them here, and he loves them now. But this has been wonderful. I'm so glad we did this. We'll have to do this again. We'll talk about the kinds of things that we can ask Mikey about. Maybe I'll take questions ahead of time from everyone who is interested, and we'll ask Mikey those questions on air. Not on air, but before, ahead of time, so you can give us the answers. But Mikey is an amazing resource for all of us, and bless you, Carol, for making him available to us again. And please, I mean, Mikey, I know you're right there. We love you, kid. We really love you, and we want to do as much as we can to get your message to everybody in the world.
Yep, he wants us out there, so we'll just keep on trying. And he talks, I think, and because this is very important for validation for me as the mother getting these messages, is he talks to me just like he did when he was here. So
yes,
you know, it's a 20-year-old voice talking, but the messages are very profound and, you know, can be very detailed, but it's absolutely a 20-year-old voice talking to me. And I think that's what is so huge for me, because I know without a doubt it's my son, and he still jokes around with me and stuff just like he did here. And that's huge validation for me. And that's what I need. And so even with the book, it's, you know, there's a 20-year-old voice in there that you can tell.
Yeah,
it's
really
that
nice.
It's just, that's how it had to be for me to even go forward with that whole book and stories because I needed that for my, for validation. And I think it's important too for the younger generation because he's trying to hit the younger generation too in a form that, is acceptable for them. And, you know, he's trying to teach, you know, he's trying to teach. That's his thing.
Well, bless you, Carol. Consider yourself hugged, and Mikey as well. And everyone, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I'm really glad you could be with us today. Wasn't this fun? Please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began. You never will end. When you really understand everything that means, it's going to change your life forever for the better. Next week, our guest will be Chris Fitting. Chris is known as the Spirit Illustrator, and he works as an evidential medium, spirit portrait artist, energy management specialist, teacher, speaker, and writer. He's going to be one of the presenters at our dear friend Sandra Champlain's wonderful We Don't Die Weekend Conference in Orlando, Florida, March 29th through the 31st. And that's just coming up. We're talking 2019. Sandra's Boston We Don't Die conference has just ended, and I still hear about it. It was a great success, and this one looks to be even better. So listen to Chris. Please come and visit it with us next week. Listen to Chris, and to learn more about what is upcoming in Orlando, you can go to robertagrimes.com and click on the ad for the conference. It's on my homepage. This week, we've been talking with my beautiful friend, Carol Morgan, and her ascended being, son in spirit, Mikey Morgan, who is also, I think of him as a very dear friend. Mikey is the most advanced being I ever have heard of who communicates individually and not as part of a collective, probably because attaining the sixth level is so hard that no one seems to want to make it back here after they have, That's it. They never want to come back. Mikey says he's never coming back. Maybe that probably is true. And by the time they've gotten there, it's been so long since they were on Earth. For Mikey, it was in the 1600s. That they don't remember what it's like to be here. They can't communicate with us, but Mikey can. Mikey did something extraordinary, and because of that, he is able to talk with us through Carol, who she didn't sign up for it, but nevertheless, of course she did, and she's very glad to help us and to help Mikey to connect. His book is called Flying High in Spirit, A Young Snowboarder's Account of His Ride Through Heaven. That's literal. And its title gives you a sense of some of the fun that Mikey talks about having. I mean, the fun has not even begun for you while you're living here. If you'd make the best of this lifetime, it's going to be more fun than you can possibly imagine once you finally go home. It did take me a long time to accept that Mikey is genuine, but Mikey is genuine. He's one of maybe two or three people that I still trust when I have my own tough questions. And you can ask him to answer your questions too. If you go to afterlifeforums.com, that's forums with an S, and just go to the Mikey section, there he is, and he will answer your questions. As you know, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, The Fun of Living Together, and soon The Fun of Loving Jesus, Embracing the Christianity that Jesus Taught. What the message Mikey was giving us today through Carol is precisely the same message Jesus gave us. And because, you know, Christianity isn't really using the teachings of Jesus, we can start to use them because they're frankly the easiest and most effective way for all of us to raise our vibrations. If you want to be on the sixth level and you and Mikey can go snowboard together there, the easiest way to do it is to strictly follow the teachings of Jesus. And it makes you happy. I mean, if that's probably the most important thing about the teachings of Jesus, when you follow them, they make you very happy. The fun of meeting Jesus is for young children. And someone has reminded me that we still have to put out The Fun of Growing with Jesus. It's just that I don't have enough time in the day. These books are all available through bookstores or on Amazon.com. And the adult books are also available as audiobooks. If you want to talk with me about anything at all, any of my books or just anything, you can always contact me through robertagrimes.com. I answer every email. Just please be sure to give me your correct email address. Past episodes of Seek Reality are available on webtalkradio.net, on realrevolutionradio.com, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, on a number of other stations also, including the wonderful group of stations with Dream Vision 7 Radio. And through the Seek Reality app that you can find for free in the iTunes App Store. And if you ever wonder where Seek Reality can be heard right now, just go to robertagrimes.com and click on the radio tab. If you enjoy these conversations, please also read my blog. Meanwhile, this is Roberta Grimes, and this has been Seek Reality. Please enjoy, please make the most of this wonderful coming week in our one reality, knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being, and you in particular are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.